We're doing the Shataran on page Shin Sandi Dalid. The Ran had discussed the conflict within a person, the mind that draws a person in one direction, and the physical part of a person, or the imagination of a person that draws a person in another direction. And depending on a person's physical strength will define how much his imagination is busy with different desires, depending on his capacity. Then he quoted the final Mishnah in Shas, the Mishnah in Kinim, that the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon ben Akiva says, or in our version it's ben Akashia says, that the elders of Torah, as they age, da'atam mityashevet aleihem, their knowledge settles in them. And he said, what does that mean, it settles in them? It's that there is less conflict, because as a person ages and his physical strength weakens, so too his desires weaken. And that's why a person's imagination, his fantasies, they bother him less. And then the mind finds itself in a state where there's less internal conflict. And that's the idea, that when a person has been learning Torah their life, then as they age, that knowledge of Torah settles within them, because there's less internal conflict. Things are more clear that they chose a good path in life. And then they feel more comfortable with it. There's the decision one makes intellectually, and then there's the challenge of contending with one's desires and fantasies that conflict with that intellectual decision. Well, that conflict settles. That's the idea, that as a person ages in Torah, it doesn't say he gets smarter, it says he gets settled in his understanding. But when a person has not learned Torah, then as he ages, the opposite happens. So when a person doesn't learn Torah, so then in his youth, he might pursue the desires of the world. And then, in their youth, they appease their intellect in order to pursue their fantasies and desires. In their youth, they tell their mind, don't worry, this is going to be okay, and they give themselves some kind of excuse in order to pursue their desires. And in their youth, they disregard the warning signs that their mind says, you shouldn't be doing that. But as they age, and then suddenly the worldly desires are beyond their reach, and suddenly they are no longer as attached to the worldly desires. They suddenly realize everything I was doing was pointless. Everything I was pursuing was pointless. And then people suddenly look back at what have I done my whole life, and they're not so comfortable with where they're holding. And even though they reach a point of frustration where they say, what do I have to show for all these years? But they've never gained the tools to do differently. They've never gained the habits to do differently. On the contrary, they find themselves in the same habit, and then their mind doesn't even have the tools to pull themselves off that path, because that's the path they've been on their whole life. And that's why even as they age, they find themselves torn between two paths, where their mind might say one way, but their habits and the way of life they know draws them in another way. And that's what our sages say, that when a person has not learned Torah, then as he ages, they find their mind being torn and in turmoil. The term mitorefet is not like Ben Yehuda today uses the word mitoraf, which means crazy, nuts. The word mitoraf really means a ship that's in turmoil at sea, where there's turbulence all around it. So when a person hasn't learned Torah, he finds himself in turbulence because his intellect says, maybe I should have done something different, but his habits and the way of life, he knows he's not sure how to do different. The word mitoraf is like a ship at sea that waves are tossing it in every direction. And the sailors find it beyond their ability to steer the ship in one direction. And the turbulence pushes the ship once in this direction, once in another direction. That's what happens when people spend their life in pursuit of their desires. Then as they age, when they're younger, they feel comfortable. We said when a person goes the way of Torah, then in his youth, he has a constant battle. Because in his youth, his mind chooses one path, but his desires, his fantasies are pulling him the other direction. And so his youth is a time where he has to constantly say, I'm going the way that I think is right. I am pursuing what I think is right. But that's not easy. So then he goes through his youth as fighting and struggling. But as he ages, things settle down and he's in comfort with the choices he's made. And when a person is not going the way of Torah, so then it's the other way around. His youth is more comfortable because he disregards where his mind is pulling him. He disregards the warning lights that turn on. And his mind says, you shouldn't be doing this. He says, leave me alone for now. And so he is comfortable taking the path he takes. But then as he ages, he finds himself being in turmoil. Fantasy is about what a person desires now. A person doesn't fantasize, in the future I will have grandchildren. He doesn't sit there fantasizing about the grandchildren he'll have. Unless he has a daughter or daughter-in-law that's pregnant. What we see now is what we fantasize about. A person doesn't fantasize long term. A person fantasizes now. And part of the human condition is that when a person's enjoying himself, he deceives himself to think that this is long term, that this pleasure is going to be forever. There's a positive in that deception. That's why people get married. They get all excited and they deceive themselves to think, what I feel now is the way I'll always be. This is great. This is amazing. This is only going to get better. Well, ask around. How many people tell you that? It will get better. But it'll first involve a lot of hard work. It won't flow. You ask a chatan when he walks under the chuppah, have you thought about marriage counseling? And I'll say, get out of here. Are you kidding? What do I need marriage counseling for? I'm getting married to the best person. This is amazing. Right? And he's not willing to think that, hey, maybe in order for this to be amazing long term, it's going to involve a lot of hard work. Nope. Our imagination tells us that what's here now is what will always be. There's a saying that says a man gets married with the fantasy that the innocent, sweet color that he sees under the chuppah is going to be his wife for life. He doesn't realize the wife he's going to meet tomorrow morning without the makeup. Or 2 weeks down the road when they have to contend with life's bills and life's hardships. Or the arguments about where they're going to be Shabbos and how they're going to make ends meet. Because that's how we fantasize. And it's a strength. It's not only a weakness. But it's not reality. And so that's why when a person does not go the path of Torah, so then he can be comfortable with his choices in the short term. In his youth, it's comfortable. He's taking the comfortable path. And that's why when a person chooses the right path, so then his fantasies fight his intellect. And even though he's chosen the right course in life, his fantasies are pulling him off that path. We're going to have to pick up here next week. We're out of time. The idea of why it's difficult to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. that this struggle makes it difficult. That this is exactly why Ahavat Hashem, the question he began with pages ago, why is the love of Hashem difficult? So he's leading us to that understanding that it's difficult because the path is not a smooth and comfortable one. It's a path of resistance. It's a path where our desires consistently pull us the other way. So it's hard to be on the path of Torah and say, Rabbon Shom, thank you, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's great, I love this. You can be great adventure and tell the guy sitting next to you, I love this, this is amazing. You don't see a guy walking into shul telling the guy next to him, I love this, this is amazing, I'm coming into chakras this morning. You don't see that, right? You see the guy sitting with the safer looking over to the other guy who's reading a newspaper. You don't see the guy with the newspaper looking over to the guy with the safer and reading over his shoulder. It doesn't work that way. We're, and this is where we're up to. We'll pick up his Achim next week.
Also, it's interesting how